for everyone, I think. So now we have Orson. He's going to be talking about glide sorts. Very beautiful opening slide. So, yeah, take it away.
Thank you. Can everyone hear me? All right, good. Thanks for coming. So my name is Orson, and I'm here to present GlideSort. I did this research at the CBRI Database Architecture Group. GlideSort, what is it? It's a general purpose stable comparison sort here. Does everyone here understand what that means? No. Oh, okay. Well, good luck. So stable means that it does not reorder equal elements. They stay in the original order. So essentially, it makes sorting deterministic. GlideSort is a hybrid. It's a hybrid of merge sort, quick sort, and block insertion sort, which is a variant of insertion sort. And it is robustly adaptive to pre-sorted and low cardinality inputs. Don't worry, I'll talk about what that means. I made a reference implementation in partially unsafe Rust. And you can think of it, if you're programming in Rust, as a drop-in for the slice stable sort algorithm. So you might wonder, stable quick sort? The answer is yes. A guy named Igor von den Hoven made he did very good work on flux sort, where he showed that indeed you can do stable quick sort efficiently. Wikipedia will tell you that quick sort is in place, that it is done using element exchanges, and that it will literally tell you efficient implementations of quick sort are not a stable sort. So Wikipedia tells you, no, you cannot do it. Standard stable sort uses extra memory to do its sorting. And if you tell people, hey, you can do the same with stable quick sort, they completely lose their minds. Like, no, quick sort is in place. You cannot do that. That's not true. You can, and you probably should. So earlier I mentioned adaptive sorting. What do I mean by that? To adapt is to change your behavior to deal with new information or a new situation. And there are two ways that you can be adaptive, in my opinion, major ways you can be adaptive in sorting. And they correspond to two schools of sorting. There is the bottom-up school of sorting. Those are your merge sorts or your merge sorts variants, like TimSort and PowerSort. And they are bottom-up. They construct larger and larger sorted sequences from smaller sorted sequences. They are often presented in a schoolbook way, top-down, but really fundamentally they are bottom-up. And that way they can be adaptive to pre-sorted runs. If there's already pre-sorted run in your input, you can just take that as is and continue merging up. There's also the partition school of sorts. Those are your quick sorts, your sample sorts, your radix sorts. They partition out or distribute data. They are fundamentally top-down. You start at the higher and you partition to smaller sub-partitions. And that way, they can be adaptive to low-cardinality inputs. So what are low-cardinality inputs? Essentially, you have a lot of data, and you're sorting it by a subset of the data. So you're sorting your customers, but you're sorting them by which city they live in. Or you're sorting your cars, but you're sorting by the brand of the car. And even though you might have hundreds of thousands of cars, you might only have 100 brands. So you have a lot of, essentially, duplicates, at least from the perspective of a comparison operator. So how does adaptive quicksort deal with that? The idea is that during partitioning, we can detect buckets of elements that are all equal to each other. And there's a challenge with doing that. You don't want to do extra unnecessary comparisons. And we actually want to avoid three-way comparisons. That's a bit funny, because Rust basic ORT trait uses three-way comparisons. But that's a lie. Under the hood, we turn that back into a two-way comparison, because computers aren't very good at ternary logic. They really love binary logic. They love ifs and else. So we still turn that back into two-way comparisons. And there's been a long history on adaptive quicksorts in this way, with Dijkstra and Hauer. I still don't know how to pronounce that.